This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC, the local news for Sunday, April 6, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Thane Gruhl reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that a World War II destroyer escort sails down the Hudson River Sunday from Albany to Staten Island. The USS Slater, a floating museum run by a nonprofit, will leave Albany and be pulled by two tugboats sometime in the morning, arriving at the Caddell Dry Dock and Repair Company about 12 hours later. The trip is to refurbish the 70-year-old boat, a destroyer escort that now serves as the Destroyer Escort Historical Museum. The 360-foot Slater, retired from service in 1943, is the last floating destroyer escort in the United States. Destroyer escorts, now called frigates, protected merchant vessel convoys crossing the Atlantic Ocean during the war. The last frigates will be retired from the Navy in 2015. The Slater is now a National Historic Landmark and should be back in Albany in June. You can read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. National Weather Service in Albany predicts that Sunday it should be sunny with a high near 55 and a low around 27. Monday, a 30% chance of rain afternoon, then a 90% chance of rain Monday evening. Increasing clouds all day with a high near 55 and a low around 41. Tuesday, scattered showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 56. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.